clarity. What is clarity? What does your future look like? What do you want to happen for you in your future? What do you want? What are the things that you want? More importantly, who do you want to become? One of the number one things that you mentioned that you wanted me to talk about, you wanted me to help you with, and you just wanted to have a conversation about in general, is this thing called clarity. And we're going to talk all about clarity. We're going to talk about what it is. I'm going to talk about most people and how most people and what their grasp on clarity looks like, just from my experience working with thousands of salespeople, with my experience working with people from different countries, different cultures, just from my experience in the last, realistically, the last 10 years of my life. Because I didn't have any clarity in my life until I was about 21 years old. I had no idea what I wanted to do. I went to college to be a lawyer. I started working at a sales job. I started making really great money at this sales job. And I dropped out of school as a result because I thought the whole time I wanted to be a lawyer and my path was set on being a lawyer, but my path changed and I dropped out of school, which to a lot of people, it looked like a crazy thing to do, but it was quite possibly the best decision I've ever made in my life was to drop out of college. Not the case for everybody, but it was the case for me. And I still didn't have a path. I was making great money, but I didn't know what to do with the money. I had no goals. I had no direction. I didn't know what I wanted my life to look like. And I was simply wandering through life. And from the results of the survey, it looks like that's a very common thing that a lot of people are working through. They're not quite sure what it is they want. And a lot of people think that clarity is a mystical topic. They're like, yeah, this thing called clarity is cool. This thing called goal setting is cool, but how can I actually apply these principles to my life? And it wasn't until I discovered the world of personal development that I started to say to myself, wow, I kind of want to do that. I like talking to people. I like educating people. And there's a market for it. Like, people want this. People want me to talk to them about personal development and goal setting and self-improvement and clarity. So I'm going to do it. And listen, people will even pay for this information. So I was thinking to myself, I enjoy doing this. The world wants this and people will pay for this. Personal development is a $1 billion industry. It's like a $100 billion industry. Every single year, people are spending hundreds of billions of dollars on self-improvement and personal development. I like to talk about it. So why would I not join this industry? Why would I not talk to you about it? I have clarity now in my own life, but this is the thing. Your path changes. What you want changes. But if you don't know what you want, then there's nothing that can change. If you don't know what you want, then you're simply wandering. You're moving in this direction, that direction, not going in any specific direction. And then 10 years pass by and you look back and you say to yourself, what the heck happened? I'm in the same place I am now, maybe even a worse place. Or maybe you were lucky enough to still make improvement. Maybe you started a family during that time. Maybe you moved into a house. Maybe you indirectly had clarity without specifically choosing what you wanted. But imagine what you could achieve and get done in your life if you choose something that you want, if you simply decide what it is you want. And the whole question of what is the meaning of my life? What is it that I'm going after? The beautiful thing about clarity is you get to choose what you want. Whatever you want, you can choose it. And whatever you want, you can make steps towards in order to reach that outcome. I wanted to be a lawyer when I was 18. That was my path. A couple years later, I decided that wasn't my path and I went down a different road. But imagine if I hadn't chosen a path in the first place, would I even have found that second road? So even if you choose something that might not necessarily be what you wanted, you can change it. Every day is a new opportunity for you to invent yourself. And when it comes to how you can find clarity in your life, we have to talk about what is clarity. Like, what even is this mystical topic that we talk about? And I believe clarity, just based on my own life experience, based on what I've read, based on what mentors have taught me, clarity is simply having a clear outcome on what you're looking to achieve. It's about having an objective, a goal, a milestone, a marker that you're making steps towards. And each day is a new opportunity for you to take steps towards your goal, taking steps towards what it is you want. Really, it doesn't need to be that convoluted. Clarity is simply something that you're moving towards that lights your fire. And you know exactly what I mean when I say that. There's something in your life that just lights you up. Something in your life that just makes you feel good. When you find that thing that makes you feel absolutely incredible, that's probably a really good hint at what you can choose to go after. It's a really good hint at how you can find clarity in your own life. But this is the problem. A lot of people, most people, are getting to the end of their days. They're in their 60s, 70s. They're looking back and they're thinking to themselves, what did I really achieve during this time? Who did I help? What did I really do for my family? What kind of legacy did I leave behind for those in my path? And you know what the reality is? 97% of people have no idea what their goals are. 97% of people have no idea what it is they want to achieve in their life. And yes, this is an actual number. This is an actual statistic done by Harvard University in 1969. And I'm not going to get into the whole study, but they found that 97% of people have no idea what they want. How crazy is that? A lot of people are going to college today. They're going to college because they believe that's the only thing they can do. They're moving themselves into thousands and thousands of dollars of credit card debt. And I should have said student loan debt because that's what we're talking about right now. They're moving themselves into thousands of dollars of student loan debt, going to school for something that they're not even passionate about because they think they have to, because society recommends that they do, because their parents want them to. Their parents tell them they must. And listen, it's one thing if you truly have no idea what you want and you want to give college a try. But it's another idea to say, well, I don't know what I want, so I'm just going to do what everybody else is doing. Let me tell you something. If you're doing what everybody else is doing, you're probably not doing the right thing. Following the crowd makes you a part of that 97% of people who have absolutely no idea what they want. If you're in school right now, if you're at campus, which I know most of us are virtual, but you can do this in your study groups, whatever you guys do, whenever you talk to each other, ask everybody you're going to school with, what's your plan once you graduate? They're going to say, well, I'm going to get a job. And it's like, okay, what do you want that job to look like? And they say, I don't know. Because they have no clarity. They have no idea. And some people are lucky enough to find an opportunity before school's over, but most aren't. And they end up getting a job that they could have gotten before they got their degree in the first place. And now they have a degree that they're not even using just because they had to get a degree, because they were told to get a degree, because that's what they thought was the only option for their life. 97% of people have no clarity. Most people have no idea what they want. They have no direction. Most people are bored, unhappy, and lack confidence in their life because they have no idea what they want. So my question for you, and I'm not looking to bash anybody, by the way. What I am looking to do is ask you, do you want to be one of those 97% of people who have no idea what they want for their life? Do you want to be one of those people who get to the end of their life and look back, realizing that you didn't accomplish anything that you were capable of accomplishing? And if you're listening to this right now, if you're watching this, I know you're not one of those people. If you're listening to this, I know you're an achiever. You're somebody who's driven for more. You're somebody who's not just going to go to a job every day and work and go home and turn on the TV and just drown out your life with media and then do it all over again. And then the next day you do it all over again. And then maybe you get a promotion. And then maybe you move to a different company. Maybe you move up and up and then you retire and you live the classic American dream. And you look back and you say to yourself, what am I even doing? I talked to somebody yesterday and I asked them what they did. And they said they were an accountant. And I said, oh, very cool. I said, what do you do? Because I don't know what that means until they tell me, right? It's different for everybody. And he says, well, I handle the finances for this large company. And I said, oh, that's cool. I said, how do you like it? And he says, I don't like it at all. I said, really? I was actually really surprised to hear that. He said, I hate what I do. I said, then why do you do it? He's like, because it pays well and I've always been good with numbers. And I said, but what's the point in doing it if you don't like doing it? I said, I said this to him. I said, you're spending 8 hours of your day every day for months and for years doing something you're not happy doing because you think it's the only thing that you can do. And he says, it's what I've always done. He said, and once my boss retires and moves on, I'm going to be able to move into a nice cushy six-figure position, making over $100,000. I said, okay, cool. I said, what would your job look like then? He said, oh, it would be the same thing. I said, how much longer would you be doing this? He said, 10 years. I said, so you are planning to spend the next 10 years of your life doing something that doesn't bring you joy. And he said, well, yeah, it's all I've ever done. Think about that. How sad of a reality is that? When this individual, and we talked after this, by the way, I talked to him about some of the things I'm going to talk to you about. This individual is going to spend the next 10 years of their life doing something they're not happy with, when they could decide to do something different, when they could decide to incorporate more things into their life that could bring them joy. And I get it. It's our fear holding us back. It's our ego trying to keep us safe because we don't like change. Human beings don't want change. We like stability. We like certainty. Some people like certainty more than others. But nobody likes unexpected change to an extent. And you know what? Few people have a vision. And those who do have a vision, few are brave enough to pursue the vision because they think that they're going to fail. Let me give you a hint of something, guys. You cannot fail. Failure towards your goals. Failure towards what you want to achieve and who you want to become, failure is impossible if you keep going. The only time you'll ever fail is when you stop. The only time you ever fail is when you decide not to decide what you want. And you know, it's not even that you don't know what you want. It's not even that you don't lack clarity. It's that you're afraid to say out loud what it is that you want. Because I know if I asked you right now, what do you want your life to look like in the next 5 years? If I asked you to write down what you wanted your life to look like, what your daily activities would be, you'd have a really good idea what you'd want to do. A lot of people would say, well, you know, I'd like to have freedom of time. I'd like to have enough money to where I could do what I wanted when I wanted to do it so that I could go play golf on the weekends or play golf every day so that I could travel whenever I wanted so that I could spend time with my family so that I could practice this profession so that I could build this business. You would know exactly what you wanted. But most people are afraid to say what it is they want because most people know that when they speak into existence what they want, especially when they tell other people, they know that they'll get criticism for it. And they know that people will look at them and say, why would you think you can do that? Who do you know that's done that? What makes you think you can achieve that? Wow, those are really lofty goals, Brandon. How could you ever accomplish that? Right? Number one, because you're telling the wrong people. Number two, because you don't believe yourself that it's possible. So because you don't believe it, you don't say it. And because you're worried that you might fail, you're worried that you might stop, you don't start at all. And that's 97% of the world. And it's sad because you watching this, listening to this right now, you are so unique. You have so much potential. You have so much that you could achieve and do. And you alone could make a massive difference in this world. You alone could make a 1% difference. And just think about it. There's 7 billion people. What does a 1% difference on 7 billion people look like? I'm not the best at math, but I think it's like, I'm not even going to throw a number out there. It's millions of people. It's a lot of people. And you can do that, but you're not going to do that unless you create a plan for yourself. You create a vision. You create something that you want to go after and achieve, and you keep going. Every time your face hits the pavement because you fell off the wagon, you get back up and you keep going. Because there's nothing you can't achieve as long as you keep trying. Imagine if Thomas Edison stopped trying to create the light bulb. This guy tried for years and years. He failed, quote unquote, failed 9,999 times, to the point where even his assistant looked at him. It's the story, at least, where she looked at Thomas Edison and she said, "Why do you keep trying? You keep failing." And Thomas looked at his assistant and said, "We haven't failed to create the light bulb." He said, "We've simply found 9,999 ways not to create the light bulb." And he kept going. And I mean, what was the result? You wouldn't see me right now because there wouldn't be lights on me if he didn't keep going. You wouldn't have any light in your apartment or your home. But you know what? You might have light because somebody else would have done it. The dream that you're putting off, this idea that you keep pushing away until it's convenient for you, until it's a better time in your life, until you have more time to get it done. If you don't start taking steps towards this dream of yours right now, a year is going to pass, 5 years is going to pass, 10 years is going to pass, and you're going to look back and you're going to tell all your friends, "Hey, maybe I should have done that thing. Hey, what if I continue doing this?" I started a YouTube channel back when I played RuneScape, a video game, years and years ago. And it had like 1,300 subscribers. I was like balling in the RuneScape world. Like, that was a lot back then. I was 13 years old with 1,300 subscribers. And I looked back later in my life and I looked back and I thought to myself, what if I kept going? What if I hadn't stopped? Can you imagine where that channel would be right now if I had kept going? And that's what's inspired me to show up for you every single Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's what's inspired me to create videos for you, because I know that this is helping somebody out there, because this is stuff that I needed to hear. And I know that even if this only affects one person watching and listening to this right now, you're going to go take one action today that will bring you closer to what it is you want, who it is you want to become. And you're going to look back after a week and say, "Damn, I am happy that I did something about this," versus being one of the 97% of people who do nothing, who just follow the same routine day in, day out. What's up, Be Better family? It's Brandon Eastman here. And as a thank you for tuning in to the Be Better broadcast, I want to give you a very special gift. For a limited time, you can get a free digital copy of my book titled Be Extraordinary, Your Guide to Self-Mastery. This book is packed with insights and actionable steps that will help you to unlock your fullest potential in the five key areas of your life. But that's not all. Along with the book, I also want to give you the audiobook version absolutely free. Imagine having the power to transform your life right at your fingertips and in your ears anytime, anywhere. Go grab your copy at bebetterindustries.com/book. You'll also find the link in the episode show notes. Go and grab your copy and join me in making a positive impact on the world. Now back to the show. And I know this is a bit more real of a talk than we normally have, but we got to be real, because life is real. What you're capable of is more than real. But I know a lot of people aren't even taking the first step towards what they're capable of. And you know what? A lot of us just need permission to be the best version of ourselves. A lot of people are waiting for somebody to look at them and tell them, "Hey, go after that thing that you want to achieve." And some people are lucky enough to have people like that in their life. Sometimes it's even their parents or their significant other who says, "You need to pursue this dream." And that gives people that spark that they need to go after it. So right now, I want to be that person who looks at you and says, "You need to pursue this dream." Because in today's world, there's nothing that you can't do. There's nothing that you can't learn. You just have to begin. So I want to just give you three quick things that you can use in order to find clarity in your life if you're really stumped. I think you already know what you want, but just in case you don't, I want to give you three tips and strategies that can help you to figure that out. So the first thing is this. Let me ask you this. What brings you the most joy in your life? I want you to literally grab a piece of paper or grab a journal, something like this, And I want you to write down in that journal or that piece of paper everything in your life that brings you joy. After this video, do that. If you're watching the replay, pause it and do that. But write down everything that gives you joy. I want you to have at least 20 or 30 things on that piece of paper. And then what I want you to do after you make a list of everything in your life that brings you joy, I want you to circle the things on that list that are in service of other human beings. I want you to circle everything that another person would want. I want you to circle everything where there is a market for this specific thing. As an example, I've always loved talking to people. I've always loved, more so, educating. I've always loved teaching. So I said to myself, cool, I like to teach. Is that in service of other people? Yes, it is. So I would circle it. So write down everything that brings you joy. Write down everything or circle those things that are in service of other human beings, that are good works, meaning you're doing something that you're good at in order to help other people. Circle those things because those are the things that will bring you fulfillment. Helping other people is what brings you that good feeling. It's what gives you that shot of dopamine, that oxytocin. It's what gives you all those feel-good chemicals. We want as much of those as possible because those are what are going to drive you to your goals and to who you want to become. And now I want you to put a star next to all of those things that people will pay for. And let me explain. So far, you've written down everything that brings you joy. Everything that when you take part in it, it makes you feel good. It brings you happiness and fulfillment. Then you circled all of the things that are in service to other people. And now I want you to put a star or whatever symbol makes you happy next to the ones that people will actually pay you for. And you might be asking, well, why do they have to pay me? Well, what if I told you that you can take this thing that brings you joy, you can use it to help people, and you can use it to even make a living doing that at the same time? Because with the internet, you can take anything you're good at, you can educate other people, and you can make money with it at the same time. I have a friend, Seth Snowball, who is a fishing connoisseur. This one of my best friends. He's an amazing human being. And Seth started fishing several years ago. Fishing brings Seth immense joy. And then he asked himself the question, is this in service of other people? Well, yeah, there's a huge market around fishing. People love to talk about fishing. People love to watch videos of other people fishing. People would love to watch a video on how to fish or how to find specific gear to be better at fishing. And then he asked the question, will people pay me for this? Well, yeah. Seth can get brand deals with specific fishing rods and lures. Seth can make it so whenever you click a link and someone goes to it and buys that product, he earns a commission. So while he does something that brings him joy, he's also doing something that brings joy to other people, and he's doing something that people will pay for. Talk about clarity. Talk about doing something that you enjoy, unlike the story I told you earlier of the guy who is an accountant who hates his job, and he's just doing it for the money. Imagine if he could do something that brought him joy while earning money, while helping other people. And that's very possible for you. Very possible. And listen, it's a long game. It's not going to happen immediately, but it's something that happens over time because time is going to pass anyway. That's the first strategy. The second way that you can create and find clarity in your own life is right now, I want you to decide, how do you want your life to look in 10 years? What I want you to do again with that same journal that you just used or a piece of paper. And by the way, if you don't have a journal that you write in with your ideas and you write down what you're going through and you write down your plans and you write down your goals, you gotta grab a journal. You gotta grab something that you can reference, something you can go to. It can be a diary. It can be a journal. It can be a notebook. You can call it whatever makes you more comfortable. If you don't want to tell your guy friends that you got a diary, right? Whatever you want to call it, get yourself a journal. I use this journal called Gallery Leather Journal. They're about $30 American dollars. And they're incredible. They look nice. They make me feel good when I use them because the pages are gold. If you're watching the video, you can see the pages here. They're gold pages. I have six of these journals that I filled over the last probably 6 or 7 years, one journal per year, although I'm filling them up a lot quicker now. And I write down my goals in this journal. I write down my plans. I write down what I did the day before. If I'm going through a tough patch of life, I'll write down how I'm feeling in the journal. And listen, get your own copy of this same exact journal. I put a link in the description. Click the link, go to that, grab a copy of this. You'll buy one for every maybe 6 months at most. So you'll spend $30 every 6 months to a year. And that's if you're actively writing in the journal. And yes, when you click the link and get it, I do earn a commission from that. But I'll tell you, I've used this journal for over 7 years, the same exact brand. And I love them. They're great. So if you don't have one, go pick one up. Because what I want you to do with that journal right now, or a piece of paper or a notebook, is I want you to decide how you want your life to look like in 10 years from now, or even farther out if you want to go that far out. What do you want your daily routine to look like? I'll give you an example. I know that 10 years from now, we're going to be living by the ocean. I know that I'm going to wake up each morning. Sun is going to be streaming through the windows because I want windows surrounding the bedroom because I want tons of natural sunlight streaming in. I want to wake up with the sun. And as soon as it does stream through the window, I'm going to stand up. I'm going to grab my swimming trunks or whatever the heck I'm running along the beach with. And I'm going to jog along the beach. I'm going to do a mile every single morning. And then I'm going to wash off in the ocean. And yes, I know it's salty water, so I'll take a shower afterwards too. But it's the symbolic part of it that's enticing to me. And then after I get back, I'm going to do some work on my business. I'm going to make some videos. I'm going to have a show. I'm going to do an episode, whatever it might be. I know exactly what my day is going to look like in 10 years. What will your day look like in 10 years? What are the hobbies you're going to have? Who are the people you're going to be spending time with? What's the profession you're going to be in? What skills are you going to be using? Will you be in your own business? Will you be with a company? Will you be growing your career inside that organization? Whatever it might be, what will your life look like in 10 years? Write that down. Because the more clear you can be on that, the more clear you can be on what actions do I have to take today in order to manifest that life and have it be real in 10 years. And that's the third step. Begin to take new actions. Begin to take actions specifically that will bring you to that ideal reality in 10 years. Because if you know where you want to go, you can ask yourself, is watching TV right now going to bring me to that reality? Is playing PS5 right now going to help me get to my dream reality of living on the ocean? Maybe if you're a pro gamer, it will. But I know for me, it's not going to help me get there. So I'm going to limit the time I spend doing that. When you're hanging out with friends who might be toxic for you, you can ask yourself, is hanging out with these individuals helping me to get to my ideal reality that I wrote down in my journal that I talked to you about a minute ago? When you're working in your job, ask yourself, is this job helping me to grow in the skills that will help me reach my ideal reality 10 years from now? If it's not, then you got to find a new job. If it's not, then you got to find a job that allows you to grow in your skills. You've got to find an opportunity that will help you to get to where you want to get to. But you can't do that if you're one of the 97% of people who have no idea what they want. And if you don't know what you want, like let's say you truly have no idea what you want to achieve, try new things. Pick up a new hobby. I worked with a guy the other day who just started to play guitar. And I said, oh, that's cool. And I talked to him about it. And this guy is already playing solos from Pink Floyd songs. For those who listen to Pink Floyd, you know that they're not the easiest solos to play. So I asked him, how did you get so good at guitar so quickly? And he showed me his calendar. This guy blocks off an hour of time every single day from 5:30 to 6:30 to sit down and practice playing his guitar. So if you're not sure what brings you joy, if you're truly not sure what it is that you want to achieve, try new things. Pick up a new hobby. Take new actions with the end in mind. Take actions that will bring you to the outcome that you just wrote down. Take actions that will bring you to how your life will look like in 10 years. And to end this talk on clarity and how you can find clarity in your life, I just want to read to you a little poem, a little quip, we can call it, that I read this morning that made me think and made me smile. It's about clarity, and it's called The Line. Every minute someone leaves this world behind, we are all in the line without knowing it. We never know how many people are before us. We cannot move to the back of the line. We cannot step out of the line. We cannot avoid the line. So while we wait in line, make the moments count. Make priorities. Make the time. Make your gifts known. Make a nobody feel like a somebody. Make your voice heard. Make the small things big. Make someone smile. Make the change. Make love. Make up. Make peace. Make sure to tell your people that they are loved. Make sure to have no regrets. Make sure that you are ready. Make every day count. We're all in line. And how you live in this moment will determine what you think of your life when you're at the very front of that line, when it's almost your time to go, whatever that means, whatever that looks like for you. Will you look back and be happy that you decided on a specific outcome, that you decided on what to focus on? Because where focus goes, energy flows. I hope that this helps you to find clarity in your life. And remember, the first step is simply to just choose something.